When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
You're listening to Real Adventures, talking all things fishing, boating, and the great outdoors for Razorback 4x4, Australia's best four-wheel drive sea covers with protection like no other. And Club Marine. Need insurance for your boat or jet ski? Discover why boating's just better with Club Marine.
It's now time for All Aboard for Mildura. Unexpected, unforgettable. Start planning and find out for yourself. Visit mildura.com.au. My special guest this morning is Billy Parsons from Response Life Jackets. Good morning, Billy.
Morning, Paddy. How are you?
Now, you are and have been in the industry for a very long period of time. JM Gillies, Response Life Jackets, has been a new project over the last few years, and there's been some pretty exciting updates, I think, for fathers out there that have to deal with their children's lack of interest in wearing a life jacket and the challenges that come with putting a small mattress around their children. This is pretty good stuff, I reckon, mate.
It is, yeah. And a lot of it's obviously fishing related, because dads want to spend as much time on the water as they can going in, especially if the fish are biting. But we've also had a lot of response and a lot of feedback with just people just generally out boating, whether they're, you know, skiing or just, you know, leisure craft boating. You know, if it's hot, you know, and the kids are uncomfortable, then it's not that enjoyable. So, yeah, no, it's been good, but it's been a lot of work, and it's a great product, so we're quite happy with it, and so are the dads.
So let's talk through it. So my young son, George, he's 6 years of age, and it's fine to get him in the jacket at the start, because he understands, all right, if you're going to go in the boat, you've got to wear the life jacket. But if we're going to be out for 5 or 6 hours, which he's gotten better at now, it becomes a handful. Now he can wear what I wear, what dad wears. The safety element of it, how does it work? Because obviously, as an adult, you understand if you fall into the water, how things work when it comes to inflatable life jackets. Kids, it's a bit of a different story, though.
Yeah, so this part of the standard, this is the new 2022 AS standards. Part of the standard for this jacket is that it has to auto-inflate. So, you know, if you fall in, you know, you can decide whether you want to wear an automatic or you want to wear an inflatable. And obviously, if you wear a manual, then you've got to, you know, pull the cord and inflate it yourself. Whereas, you know, as you said, the kids can panic or something else can distract them, and this jacket will go off automatically. So there's a little chemical sort of canister inside the mechanism that reacts to water and will inflate in under 10 seconds. So it is a great safety device, because if worse comes to worse, and you know, as a father, you know, you happen to, you know, be away from the kid, or you might get, you know, hit by something or knocked out, you know that the kid's jacket's going to go off without, you know, without any fear. So,
what about your investment in the mechanisms around inflation? Where have they come from? How much time have you put into the development of those?
We use a mechanism, a Harkey Roberts mechanism from the US. You know, they're probably the gold standard as far as mechanisms go. You know, the factory where these mechanisms are made also make heart valves and all sorts of stuff for surgery. So their quality control and, you know, the product itself, you know, is the best in market. There is a lot of jackets in the market where the mechanisms are, you know, from Asia and probably don't have the same quality control. They don't have the same design. And I think, you know, we've never gone down the path of using any of those cheaper mechanisms. We've always gone with these USA made. Harkey Roberts, they make the mechanisms, you know, that are in the jackets in all the planes. You know, they're the gold standard when it comes to to mechanisms for jackets. So, you know, we've always used those and are confident using those.
We were chatting off air around the servicing of life jackets, which I don't think everyone is always aware of. But part of this is the 3-year window, which in terms of life jackets is as good as it gets.
Yeah, it is. You know, you have to you still have to self-service them every year, which basically involves, you know, weighing the bottle, which is the air that fills the jacket up. So you've got to weigh the bottle, and all the bottles have got a print a printed weight on them. So as long as your bottle is weighed and is in, within a certain range of that printed weight, then that's fine. And then you've got to inflate the bladder, which you do with the oral mouthpiece overnight, make sure that holds its inflation. And then you basically document that on the inside of the jacket. There's a provision on the inside of the jacket where you can document that stuff. And that's all you have to do from a servicing perspective. And then every 3 years with this particular jacket, then you need to take it to a professional service agent who does a few more tests and is qualified to then license it for another 3 years so you can do your own testing. So that, you know, it's important that people do that from the point, you know, from the date of purchase is when your life jacket becomes active. So from the date of purchase, 12 months after that, you need to do a self-service, and then every 12 months up until that 3-year point where you get an agent to do it for you.
And it's certainly one of those things that have become more front of mind when it comes to the pit stops that happen with water police. This is front of mind around what police will go through when it comes to all the requirements that you need to have on your boat.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if you've got a jacket that's a bit old and, you know, banged up and looks like it hasn't been serviced, then, you know, they will fine you. You know, if you can't produce that self-service information, which is easily marked on the inside of the jacket, and if you can't produce a receipt to say that, you know, you bought that jacket inside the 12 months and it should have been serviced, then you know, you'd take it upon yourself to you know, possibly get fined for that. And, you know, so I suppose it's in your own interest to have a proper, serviced or serviced jacket. These mechanisms do indicate with a green light or a green indicator that the jacket's active, and if the bottle, you know, the bottle's removed or, you know, something's not quite right, the mechanism will actually show red, which will mean that the jacket's not active. And all the new jackets have got to have a window to view the mechanism, so you can see whether it's green and ready to go, or it's red and, you know, something's not quite right. So there's a lot of safety built into jackets these days, particularly in these new standards, that you won't see in some of the older standards, which unfortunately can still be sold in the market. So you really want to be in a minimum 2015 standard jacket. Otherwise, you know, a 2022 like these new kids ones are.
If you want any more information on these new kids jackets from Response, jmgillies.com.au is where you can find the information. Hey, Billy, just before we let you go, the other new one for dads, more importantly, certainly for me, not that kids aren't important, but the Stormrider soft shell jacket is new. It's out and it is far more compact than what we've seen before. Tell us a little bit about that before we let you go.
Yeah, look, it's, you know, particularly in Victoria and some of the colder climates, you know, you can be out, as you know, snapper fishing and it's 30 degrees and everything's fine, and then the change comes through and it's, you know, it's 15 degrees and you're freezing. So this jacket's an all-in-one. It's a wearable soft shell jacket, you know, that's got a built-in inflatable. So it's a manual inflatable. You know, we've got, there's five sizes in it. You know, right up to a 3XL, 3XL to 4XL. So yeah, you just pop that on. It's always hard when you're wearing just a basic inflatable jacket. You know, if you put a jacket over the top of that, then it's not going to inflate properly. And then if you've got a jacket underneath it, it can be a bit uncomfortable. So the Stormrider jacket is just an all-in-one, you know, jacket you can wear on the water, you know, when it's a bit cooler. It's been, particularly in the southern states, it's been great. But even in southern Queensland, you know, it can get cool there in mornings when you've got to do bar crossings and things like that. So it's being sold right around the country, but certainly more so in Victoria and Tassie and South Australia and those colder climates.
Beautiful work. If you want more information, once again, on the Stormrider Soft Shell Jacket, jmgillies.com.au. That is Billy Parsons for Response Life Jackets. All for all aboard the Mildura. Unexpected, unforgettable. Start planning and find out for yourself. Visit mildura.com.au.